America Weekend.
Hello and welcome to another edition of America Weekend with me, Valerie Smaldone, and my friends. I have people checking in from all over the place. I mean, we have friends in high places, like in Northern California, and also in Florida, and also in Hawaii, maybe in Sweden. Friends are checking in everywhere. And you know, I want to talk to you today about travel, because I just came back not too long ago from a trip across the country. And I'm thinking, I'm not liking traveling that much any longer. I loved to travel. I loved to get on a plane, right? It was so much fun. It was an adventure. It was an experience. You'd go to new places, meet new people. But you know the thing that's making me crazy? It's going through the airport. Yeah. It's such a chore now. It's not the security. It's that the services are being cut and the people aren't necessarily nice and nobody is really there to help you. So you're traveling with all kinds of stuff and luggage and carry-ons and checking things and handbags, and all of a sudden you're realizing you left something behind somewhere. You know, maybe when you went to pick up a cup of coffee or when you were going through the carousel, you left something somewhere. I'm always losing things. So I'm attracted to articles about travel and the best way to get past a really tough experience of being out there in the airport and having to fend for yourself. So I found on Jet Setter magazine a really interesting article, 7 Secret Passenger Rights. I'm not the only one who feels this way. So obviously other people feel this way too. You know, there are the long delays, the overbooked flights, bags that are lost, things get screwed up. So I want to share with you a couple of the pieces of this article that I think is really important. So, you know, we get bumped all the time, and it's a very upsetting thing sometimes if you get bumped during an oversold flight. Now, if you get to your destination between 1 and 2 hours of your original arrival time on a domestic flight, or between 1 and 4 hours on an international trip, did you know that the airline owes you 200% of the one-way fare? I didn't know this. That's up to a $675 price. If you arrive more than 4 hours later than planned, you can get 400% of the ticket, up to $1,350. Very, very interesting information. This is stuff they don't want to share with you. Now, according to AirHelp, a study that they did, they found that the average payout for people who know this is $643. So I want you to be aware of this very important information, and you can check it out on jetsetter.com. Now, what if you are stuck on the runway, right? You're out on the tarmac and there's a long delay. Did you know that you cannot be held on a delayed plane for more than 3 hours domestic or 4 hours international, right? And airlines are obligated to update the people on the plane every 30 minutes and serve food and water after a 2-hour wait. I've had really bad experiences on delays. I'm sure you have too. So keep that in mind. They have a limit that they can actually keep you there. And finally, make sure that if they want to give you a voucher for a bumped flight or any kind of an inconvenience, you know, the vouchers you have to look at very carefully because they're not always useful. So you can ask for a cash or a check, because oftentimes those vouchers have a lot of small print that you have to be aware of. So if you can, and you're ready to make a case out of it, you can ask for cash rather than the voucher. So these are some very, very important tips that you can share with your friends on any travel day that you have coming up or any trips that you have coming up, because the airlines don't want you to know about this, but the information is absolutely out there. So definitely check it out. Jetsetter.com. More information for travel as well. Thank you so much for joining us on this weekend. It's a pleasure having you. I'm Valerie Smaldone, and the program is America Weekend with Valerie Smaldone and friends. Much more coming up, all kinds of people weighing in, so make sure you stick around. Tell a friend. It's on the radio right here, America Weekend. Like so many people I know, I have trouble falling asleep. Something's never quite right, and usually it's my position in the bed. It's been an ongoing frustration until recently when I met Mike Lindell and tried his creation, MyPillow, because it's fit for me. The MyPillow doesn't flatten, it doesn't get hot and stuffy, the patented fill stays where you put it, and what's ingenious about MyPillow is that it's fit to your specs depending on how you sleep, on your back, on your side, your size even. I don't have that anxiety anymore when I go to bed because I know that with MyPillow it will be a pleasant sleeping experience. I'd love for you to try this. I have a super offer for you today. Buy one MyPillow and they give you one for your partner free. Not worth spending another night frustrated by your lack of sleep. Call 800-867-0058. Use promo code AW or go to MyPillow.com, promo code AW. 800-867-0058, promo code AW. Do it today.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Follow your passion is bad advice, says William McCaskill, an ethicist at Oxford and Princeton.
Instead, he suggests, do something valuable. Research shows you'll be happier at work if what you do makes a difference in the lives of others.
Further research shows that the bigger the difference you feel you make, the better you'll perform. Better performance, of course, likely leads to better pay.
So where do you start? Stop trying to find yourself. It's too abstract. Stop fighting for money, fame, power, and status. There's too much competition. Instead, find a problem you can solve.
Then people will help you as you make a difference in the lives of others. That's big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.